Hello, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹好。
Glad to be here today.
我很高兴来到这边。
I think that as we look around, it's hard for us to ignore that Christmas is coming.
如果我们四周一看，很难忽视圣诞节快要来到。
There's Christmas decoration everywhere.
到处都有圣诞节的布置。
And if you have email accounts, you receive all these emails reminding you that Christmas is coming.
如果你收 email 电邮的话，也会常常收到这些广告，提醒我们要买圣诞礼物。
The word Christmas actually was first used in the 12th century.
圣诞节 Christmas 这个字是十二世纪开始用的。
And it actually means Christ Mass.
那个字本身的意思是基督的弥撒，就是。以基督为主的，就是基督的弥撒。
It's actually about a worship service, a church service for Christ.
是一个以基督为主的崇拜。
And this idea about Christmas presents actually was linked to the biblical magi that delivered presents to Jesus.
那圣诞礼物呢，就是跟圣诞圣经里面记载三个博士献给耶稣礼物有关的。
While the word Christmas indicates the Christian origin of the celebration,
虽然基督圣诞节是一个基督教的有基督教的起源。
Unfortunately, as we look around, Christ is no longer the center of Christmas for most people.
可惜的是，现在我们看看四周，对于大部分庆祝圣诞节的人来说，这个耶稣的诞生已经不是重心了。
And the idea of gift-gifting is also no longer reflects the idea of offering a gift to Jesus.
那彼此交换礼物也跟将礼物献给耶稣完全没有关系。
The gifts that we receive is a lot of times something that we seek for ourselves.
我们所收到的圣诞礼物只是我们自己想要的。
Or something that we give to our families or our friends.
或只是为了亲友的好处。
Whether we celebrate Christmas or not,
无论我们本身是不是庆祝圣诞节
or whether this date actually is an accurate representation of the birth date of Jesus,
或者圣诞节这一天是不是确实是耶稣诞生的日子
there's no denial that Jesus coming to this earth is important.
我们都不能否认，圣诞节代表耶稣来到世上的这个重要性。
And today we're going to look at a verse from Isaiah that we are familiar with.
那今天我们要来读以赛亚书里面一个我们都很熟悉的经节。
It talks about Christ, he was born for us.
这个经节讲到基督是为我们而生的。
Christ is a present that God gives to us.
基督是神送给我们的礼物。
Let's read together Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
我们一起来读以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah 9 verse 6, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴儿，婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
This is a prophetic statement made by Isaiah about Jesus.
这是先知以赛亚所说的关于耶稣的预言。
Jesus is born for us.
耶稣是为我们而生。
Jesus is given to us.
耶稣是被赐给我们的。
Jesus is the present of all presents that we will ever receive.
耶稣是我们所能收到最顶级的礼物。
The four names given to Jesus here help us understand the significance of Christ's coming.
那这里记载耶稣的四个名称可以帮助我们了解他来到世上的意义。
So today we'll look at these four names and see what this present that God gives us means to us.
所以我们今天一起来看这四个名称来更加了解耶稣来到的意义。
The first is Wonderful Counselor.
第一个就是奇妙策士。
What is a counselor?
测试是什么?
A counselor is one that gives us advice or counsel.
测试是一个给我们计策辅导建议的人。
We consult with our counselors on things that we are not sure of, seeking them for guidance and our ideas.
当我们有什么不确定的时候，我们会征求测试的指导或者是意见。
As a child, we look upon our parents to give us guidance and counsel.
当我们是孩童的时候呢，我们一般依靠父母的指导。
We believe that they know a lot more than we do.
因为我们相信他们知道的比我们多。
We trust that they have a lot of experience in life.
我们相信他们有很多的生活经验。
And also we trust their love for us that will give us good advice.
我们也相信他们对我们的爱会，因为他们的爱会给我们好的意见。
And help us to make good decisions.
会帮助我们做好的决定。
Starting from simple things like what's good for us to eat.
无论是在吃的方面。
What to wear.
穿着的方面。
But later on, as we go to school, as we interact with the world around us, how we are to interact with people.
或者是就学之后，或者是入社会之后，我们怎么跟人相处
？Different difficult situations among friends.
也许跟朋友之间有什么困难的情况
？And how we learn different life skills.
还有生活上的各种技能。
As we grow older, a lot of times we find that maybe our parents don't understand us as well as we like them to.
但当我们逐渐长大，我们会发现，也许父母并不是那么了解我们。
So a lot of times we turn to our friends for counsel.
所以有的时候我们转向跟朋友征求意见。
We share with them our struggles.
我们跟他们分享我们的困难。
And sometimes we enjoy spending time just complaining to each other about things that we are going through.
或者有时候跟朋友聚在一起，我们就彼此抱怨身边的事情。
But sometimes we may see that it's good to vent to them.
但我们发现有的时候虽然能够发泄情绪是好的。
But we may be going around in circles as we complain to each other.
但常常就变成在原地打转。
Because we have similar life experience.
因为我们的经验都类似。
And somehow we may not help each other to find our way out of our life struggles or challenges.
所以我们并不能帮助彼此脱离困境。
And as adults, sometimes we turn to people that are trained professionally to counsel us.
那成年之后呢，我们有时候会找专业人士来做一些咨商或者辅导。
And now we see this more and more around us these days.
我们在周围看到越来越多这种服务。
Even school or even workplaces give us professional counseling if needed.
就在校园或者是职场都有提供这种辅导的服务。
And for some of us, we do not like the word counselor.
我们也许我们有些人不喜欢这个辅导或者咨商这个字眼。
Because it insinuates something that like something is wrong and we need to seek help through counseling.
因为这好像代表我们本身出了毛病，需要人帮忙，需要专业辅助。
A sister shared with me once that she was working with a couple that was going through some marriage difficulties.
有一位姐妹她在帮助一对夫妇处理婚姻上的一些问题。
And they were having great conversation. The couple was sharing a lot with her about what they were going through.
他们谈得很好，然后那对夫妇也很愿意分享他们的问题。
But as soon as she suggested to them that,Well, maybe you guys want to see if you want to get some marriage counseling.
但是一旦这位姐妹建议，也许他们可以找专业的婚姻辅导的时候
，The couples immediately say, "No, no, 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 no. We are fine, we are fine."
那这对夫妻马上说，不用不用，我们没事，我们很好。
And they basically stop talking to her.
他们就再也不跟她分享问题了。
So we have this idea, but even for professional counselors.They have their limits.
就算专业辅导也有一些他们的局限。
One of the biggest challenges I see from these professional counselors is that, in general, they only hear from you about what's going on.
我所能看见专业辅导的最大的问题之一就是他们只听到参与者的一面之词。
In many ways, it's more like a one-sided perspective.
这只是单方面的看法。
Someone actually told me that he feels that the counselor that he is seeing basically just tells him what he wants to hear.
甚至有一个朋友跟我说，他见的那位辅导员好像老是在讲他想听的话。
But here, Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
但这里所说， 耶稣是奇妙的测试。
Jesus is not limited by all these things that we see as limiting all these other counselors can do.
耶稣不被这些所有的事情被局限。
He is the wonderful counselor because he imparts the wisdom of God to us.
他是奇妙的测试，因为他所给我们的是神的智慧。
Not just worldly wisdom.
不是属世的智慧。
Or worse than not just tell us what we want to hear.
他更不会光说我们想听的话，顺耳之词。
And he knows fully of the situation that we are going through.
而且他完全了解我们的处境。
Sometimes even more than ourselves.
有时候甚至比我们还了解。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, this is what it says. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
希伯来书第四章十五节是这样说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus knows what we are going through.
耶稣了解我们所经历的事情。
And Jesus knows what we need.
耶稣也知道我们需要些什么。
He is the wonderful counselor.
他就是奇妙的测试。
And we see in the Bible that how people are being transformed as they encounter Jesus in the Bible.
我们在圣经里看到，常常人因为跟遇到耶稣之后，他们整个人就改变了。
The woman by the well in the Gospel of John went from being ashamed of the way that she had been living her life to testifying the work of God that led many to come to faith.
约翰福音里面记载，井边的撒玛利亚妇人从羞愧转变到为耶稣做见证，导致很多人信主。
But not only for people in biblical times that they see Jesus as the wonderful counselor.
但不光是圣经里面，圣经时代人们见到耶稣是奇妙的测试。
We also see Jesus as our wonderful counselor.
我们也看得见耶稣是我们的奇妙测试。
I know the church last week has the Thanksgiving meeting.
我知道教会上个礼拜有一个感恩聚会。
And that's one thing that I remember that time and again, every year, brothers and sisters would like to come up to share about how Jesus has been at work in their lives.
那我知道每年在那个时候呢，弟兄姐妹会愿意来分享神在他们的生命里面所做了什么事。
Through their sharing, we see that Jesus still is the wonderful counselor working in us right now and right here in this church.
透过他们的见证，我们知道耶稣就在现在，仍是在人们的人在弟兄姐妹的生命里面有做改变，做最好的测试。
And I continue to hope that you will all be able to share how Jesus has been your wonderful counselor.
我也希望大家能够继续彼此分享耶稣如何在你的生命里作为奇妙的测试。
The second word here is the name Mighty God.
第二个名称是全能的神。
For us, it is easy to understand this idea of a mighty God.
对我们来说很容易接受神的大能。
We know that our God is strong and powerful.
我们知道神强而有力。
We know that he could calm the storm.
我们知道他可以平静风浪。
We know that he could defy natural laws and walk on water.
我们知道他可以抗拒自然律而行走在水面上。
He was able to face the temptation of Satan in the desert for 40 days.
他可以四十天在旷野里面面对撒旦的诱惑。
And of course, his resurrection demonstrates his power over death.
那当然还有他胜过死亡的那个大能，就不用再说了。
But in addition of the strength of his power, we talk about our God with attributes like omniscience, omnipotent, omnipresence.
除了他这些大能之外，我们更知道他是一个全知全能全在的神。
Our God is an all-knowing God.
他是个无所不知的神。
So his power also covers all aspects of our lives.
所以他的大能在我们的生活生命里面的每一部分。
His mightiness has both depth and breadth.
他的大能既深又广。
And we understand this.
我们可以了解这一点。
But to the people of the surrounding nations at the time of Isaiah.
但是在以赛亚那个时代，他们的邻国。
Their idea of God is a little different.
他们对于神神奇的了解是不同的。
They believe in many gods.
他们所相信的是多神。
So each god has its own area of control.
所以每一个神有他特定的功能。
So for example, there's a god named Ishtar.
比如说有一个神叫做 Ishtar.
That would be the goddess of love.
那是一个爱神。
And it's about fertility, about how having kids.
那他负责的领域呢，就是生育方面的。
Or there's another god named Ashalah.
或者另外一个神叫做Ashalah.
It's about goddess of grain.
是一个稻谷之神。
And this is the god that blessed them, blessed the farmers with wonderful harvest during the year.
那这个神呢，会保佑人们得到丰收。
And this is very similar to the Chinese gods that we believe in.
这就跟中国的传统信仰很像。
We have our land god, we have our money god, so on and so forth.
我们有土地神，有财神，类似的。
You would go to a specific god to ask for specific things.
那人们就会到特定的神前面去要求特定的事情。
And each god has its own department that they are responsible for.
每各个神呢，有他们自己的不同的领域。
And we see the Israelites as they getting more familiar with their neighbors, that they started to worship these gods also.
那当时的以色列人慢慢跟邻国越来关系相近之后呢，就开始学习这些多神的意念的概念。
But our God is different.
但我们的神是不同的。
Our God is not a God of one trade.
我们的神不是一个单样行业的神。
But a God of all things.
我们的神是万物之神。
Our God is not about us putting one specific areas into His hands.
我们神不是只要我们将生命中的某一小部分交给他。
But our God is a God of our whole life, everything that we have.
我们的神是我们整个生命的神。
In the past, in Isaiah, it says that the government shall be upon His shoulder.
这以赛亚书里面说政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the message translation actually translated it differently and says that he will take over running of the world.
那在现代中文译本里面是这样翻译的，他要来统治我们。
This is how big our God is.
神就是这么浩大。
He is in charge of everything in the world.
他要统治一切，却世上的一切。
Actually, in the world and beyond.
其实不光是这个世界，而是世界以外的。
But the problem for us is that instead of submitting to this mighty God who is in charge of everything, we want to use it to our advantage.
问题是，我们并不想顺服这个万有之神，我们只想利用这个神。
We love God when things are going well.
当一切顺利的时候，我们就很爱神。
But we show little steadfastness under duress when we are under duress.
但一旦有压力的时候，我们就不能坚定。
We don't show much contentment when physical comforts are withdrawn from us.
一旦我们肉体不再安逸的时候，我们就不满足。
We don't show much confidence in Him when we face persecution.
我们一旦受到迫害，我们就失去对他的信心。
We prefer the God of these neighboring nations in many ways.
我们宁可要以色列邻国这种多神。
We just want to submit different things in our lives to our God so that our God will bless us in these areas.
我们想要选择性的把生命中的某些部分交给神，让他来保佑这一些部分。
We always want God to heal our sickness.
我们总是要神来医治身体上的疾病。
But we don't want Him to touch the sickness that we have in our hearts.
但是我们不要他碰我们心灵上的疾病。
We want God to provide us with things that we want, sort of like a almighty Santa.
我们要神赐给我们各种物质，好像一个超级圣诞老人。
But we do not want to give up what we have to serve Him.
但我们不愿意献上我们所有的来侍奉他。
We want Him to provide for our desire.
我们要他供给我们所想要的。
But we don't want to be accountable to Him for our deeds.
但是我们不要他管我们的行为。
Help us to really understand what this term Mighty God means to us.
愿我们都能够真正了解这个全能之神对我们是什么意思，什么意义。
Mighty God not only shows us the power of God, Christ.
全能之神不光是指着耶稣的能力。
But also show us the divinity of Christ.
但也指向耶稣的神性。
And our divine God vanquished all our common enemies.
我们的神击败了所有的共同敌人。
Death, sin, and Satan.
死亡、罪恶、撒旦。
We are not to take advantage of him.
我们不要利用他。
Or to negotiate with him.
或是跟他讨价还价。
But we are to submit to him.
而是要顺服。顺服在他面前。
This is our mighty God.
这是我们全神全能的神。
The third name is Everlasting Father.
第三个名称是永在的父。
Isaiah is not confusing Jesus the Messiah with the first person of the Trinity, God the Father here.
以赛亚并没有把耶稣这个耶稣弥赛亚跟三位一体的圣父混淆。
But the name Everlasting Father actually reveals Jesus' fatherly character to us.
永在的父这个名称反而是透露出耶稣如父亲的特质。
Jesus' love for us is like a father's love.
耶稣对我们的爱就如父爱一样。
But it is kind of unfortunate nowadays that the image of the father is in question.
不幸的是，当今父亲的形象已经被打了折扣。
There's this term called absentee father phenomenon that has gained attention for sure within the past few decades.
最近几十年呢，有一个现象越来越普遍，就是缺席爸爸。
We know that for a child to grow up with an absentee father, this negative impact on him psychologically, cognitively, and emotionally.
我们知道，要是在家里有个缺席爸爸，这个孩童长大呢，会有心理、智能、感情上的有负面的影响。
Some data shows that even close to 50% of the children grow up in this country is under this absentee father phenomenon.
有个研究指出呢，在这个国家里面。50% 的孩童会有受到缺席爸爸的影响。
But the unfortunate fact is that this 50% number only reflects those fathers that have left home.
但这50%这个数字只是代表那些父亲已经离开家的。
But this impact of absentee father is also experienced by those children that whose father was a workaholic or those father who just don't pay attention.
但是就算父亲在家里，这些有些孩童还受到这个现象的影响，因为父亲要么就是有工作狂，要么就是不花时间跟孩童在一起。
And this phenomenon's impact is not only limited to the Western world.
这个现象也不光是影响了西方的家庭。
A study done in Shanghai revealed that the Chinese fathers' involvement in the development of their children continue.To decrease.
在上海有一个研究发现，这个现象在中国人的家里也是越来越厉害。
In addition to sociological impact, it also has a spiritual impact on the children.
这个现象不光是在社会上有影响，对于孩子的属灵生活上也有影响。
Many people struggle.To understand this idea of Heavenly Father because they have a damaged relationship with their father.
很多人很难接受这个天父这个观念，因为他们本身跟父亲的关系破裂。
Sometimes we see people pull back from this intimacy with God because they have senses and insecurity with their own worldly father.
有些人因为他自己跟父亲的关系，跟他的父亲没有安全感，所以他就跟神拉远了距离。
These people are just concerned that whether the Heavenly Father will also be there for them when they need them.
他们会担心，若是我真的需要他的时候，这个天父会不会在身边呢？
Is our Heavenly Father as disconnected as the earthly father?
这个天父是不是跟我的亲生父亲一样的遥远呢？
A sister was actually sharing about the fact that she struggled with whether she wants another father.
有一位姐妹跟我分享，她很挣扎，她是不是要再多一个父亲？
Because she said, my father has only brought me heartache.
因为她说我本身的父亲只有让我伤心。
But Jesus is our everlasting father.
但耶稣是我们永在的父。
Jesus is a good father that cares for us and loves us.
耶稣是一个好的父亲，他爱我们，关心我们。
He is also a father that disciplines his children.
他也会教训我们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 talks about a father should bring up their children in the disciplines and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书第六章第四节说，要我们要照着主的教训和警戒养育孩童儿子。
We saw in the gospel that Jesus was never afraid to rebuke his disciples when they were wrong.
我们也从福音书里面看到，在必要的时候呢，耶稣从来不会避免训勉他的门徒。
And Jesus gave us his word to show us what is expected of us.
而且耶稣也给了我们他的话语来教导我们是非。
Jesus helped us understand what is a healthy authority is on us is something that we all need.
耶稣给了我们看到一个健康的权利是什么样子的。
Yet, he is also a loving father that is ready to welcome us whenever we want to go back to him.
但他也是一个充满了爱的父亲，随时欢迎我们回到他身边。
The parable of the prodigal son always reminds us of the love of our father.
浪子回头这个比喻总是提醒我们神的爱，一个父亲的爱。
The Bible is full of stories revealing his love for us.
圣经里满是神表现他的爱的故事。
He is the father who loves us so much that he is willing to do whatever it takes to bring us back to him.
他爱我们爱到一个程度，愿意做一切的事情把我们带回他的身边。
And ultimately, Jesus is willing to die for us.
甚至耶稣愿意为我们而死。
I read about this news story that caught my attention about this father.
有一则新闻我看到是讲到一位父亲。
This father saw that his son had a stroke. And the doctor has declared the son to be brain dead.
这位父亲他的儿子中风了，那医生就表示他已经脑死。
The medical team decided that it was time to pull the plug on the son.
医疗人员就决定，应该停止用机器在维持他的生命了。
Somehow, this dad was sure that it was not time for his son to go yet.
但不知道为什么，这个父亲就很确定他儿子的时候还没到。
So the dad stood his ground, and he stood between the medical team and the bed.
所以这个父亲就跟医疗人员对峙。
And he refused to let them take off the life support for his son.
不让医疗人员把这个机器维持生命的机器关掉。
He continued to hold on to his son's hands during the standoff.
他一直握着这个儿子的手。
And the medical team had no choice but to call the cops on him.
那这个医院只好最后要去叫医生，叫警察。
How did that standoff end?
那最后怎么结束的呢？
Somehow, the father suddenly felt that his son was grabbing his hands.
就是这个父亲感觉到这个儿子捏了他的手一下。
When he felt that, he told the medical team to check on his son.
他感觉到这个时候，他就叫这个医疗人员来检查这个儿子。
And the son was able to make contact with the doctors.
那这儿子不但眼睛可以正视医生。
And the son was able to respond to some simple instruction.
这儿子甚至可以遵从一些遵从一些简单的指示。
Eventually, the son recovered.
最后呢，后来儿子慢慢的康复了。
And this is what the son said about that day.
那这儿子对当天的发生的事是这样说的。
He said, "It was love. It was love."
他说那是爱，那是爱。
It's the duty of a parent to protect your children, and that's all he did.
一个父母的责任就是保护孩子，那就是他，这是我父亲所做的。
A parent's duty is to protect the child.
一个父母的责任就是要保护孩子。
Isn't that a good demonstration of the love of our heavenly Father?
这不就像我们的天父爱我们一样吗？
And isn't it a good demonstration of the love of Christ for us?
这不就像耶稣爱我们一样吗？
This is how he loves us.
他就是如此的爱我们。
Without Christ, we are to die without hope.
如果没有耶稣，我们死了都没有盼望。
Yet, God wants to save us and stand up for us.
但神想要拯救我们，神要要站在我们这一边。
God held our hands just like that father held the son of his hand.
神抓住我们的手，就像这位父亲抓着他儿子的手。
And just like that son grabbed his father's hand, as long as we grab on to Jesus, we will be saved.
就像这个儿子抓着他的父亲的手，只要我们的手继续抓着神，我们也会得到拯救。
And unlike our earthly father, our relationship with Christ does not end with the end of our earthly life.
但有别于我们跟我们自己父亲的关系，我们这个生命过了呢，我们跟神的关系不会停止。
And through Christ's work on the cross, we are able to establish this Father-Son bond for eternity.
借着耶稣在十字架上的作为，我们能够建立这个永恒的父子关系。
That's why he is truly our everlasting father.
所以他是我们的永在之父。
We can always be with him.
我们可以永远的、永恒的跟他一起。
Finally, the last name that Jesus was called here is Prince of Peace.
最后一个名称是和平的君。
If there is a time that we need peace, now is the time.
我们没有比现在这个时代更需要和平了。
I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, just before, I think the day before Thanksgiving, that there was a new story about an explosion on the Rainbow Bridge.
我不知道你们记不记得，在感恩节前夕，在一座叫做彩虹桥的上面有一个爆炸的事件。
That was about a car speeding through the custom area from Canada entering the U.S. and then caused an explosion.
是在加拿大的美国跟加拿大的边境有一个车子超在这个桥上超速，然后导致爆炸。
I don't know what your thought was when you heard that story. I remember clearly that when I heard that story, I immediately thought that it was a terrorist attack.
我不知道你当时想是怎么想的，但我记得我听到这个新闻的第一时间，我就想，哦，又是一个恐怖事件。
Of course, later on, it turns out that that was not a terrorist attack.
当然，后来我们就知道，调查之后知道不是恐怖事件。
And but for those of you that are parents here, I don't know if you have on and off receiving a message from your kids' school about lockdowns.
那如果你们有是父母有小孩子还在就学的话。偶尔你们会接到学校紧急封锁的新闻。
I think that if you receive that, your right first impression would be, is there a school shooting?
我相信你们一接到这种短讯，心里就会想说，是不是有枪击案？
I still remember clearly on the day of 9/11, When the plane hit the first World Trade Center, I was on a commuter train going into Manhattan.
我还记得在911事件那当天，那个飞机第一个飞机驾入那个世贸大楼的时候，我正在坐地铁，我正在地铁上面要去上班。
And our train, my train actually could see the World Trade Center.
从我们的车厢里，我们可以看到世贸大楼。
So a lot of us were talking on the train and say, "Wow, what's going on?"
所以车厢里的乘客，我们就在那边讨论说，嗯，是怎么回事
？And one passenger was commenting that, "Wow, some private jet pilot really messed up this time."
我还记得有一个乘客就说，哇，一定是什么私家飞机那个不小心撞到了。
But now we know we are no longer that naive.
但我们现在已经没那么单纯了。
We are no longer that innocent.
我们已经失去这种单纯的心了。
What caused the change?
是为什么这样改变了呢
？It's because we have seen so many acts of violence happening around us, and we are conditioned to assume the worst.
就是因为我们经历了这么多恐怖事件、暴力的事件，所以我们心里已经做好准备，就是做最坏的打算。
But this sense of loss of peace is not only in our physical surroundings.
但是这种感觉，这种失去平安的感觉，不光是在生命上的这种威胁。
We're also not at peace with our past and also our future.
我们对过去或者是未来也没有把握，也没有这种平安的把握。
We continue to wonder how the pandemic has impacted us.
我们到现在还在疑问，到底疫情对我们整个社会有什么影响
？Especially its impact on education and socialization skills of the young people.
尤其是对青少年，这个疫情对青少年他们的教育或者是社交上有什么有什么负面的影响
？We also understand the economic uncertainty around us.
我们也知道现在经济，我们对经济方面经济发展不是很有把握。
And if we have been following the news, we are all very uncertain about what AI can do to our lives.
或者现在我们看在新闻上常常讲到 AI 就是人工智慧，我们在想说这个 AI 会怎么影响我们的生活呢？
At a minimum, we see that there's going to be a tremendous, like many people are going to lose their job because of AI.
最低限制，也许很多人会失业，因为 AI 代替了他们。
But in the worst case, we're talking about would the world be dominated by AI?
但是最糟的情况是不是 AI 会控制整个世界？
What we are going through now actually is not that different from the mindset of Jesus' followers that went through at the time.
我们现在所体验的其实跟耶稣那个时候他们门徒所感受的差别不大。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus told his followers that he would be going away.
约翰福音十四章里面耶稣要跟他的门徒说他将要离开。
So the disciples felt this uncertainty about their surroundings and their past and their future.
所以他的门徒就对他们的过去和未来感到不安。
But as they face this uncertainty, what did Jesus tell them?
但在他们这种心情里面，耶稣是怎么说的呢？
Let's read John 14:27 together.
我们来一起读约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
What is the peace that the world gives?
世人所赐的平安是什么
？The war between Israel and Hamas right now reminds us the fragility of the peace of this world.
我们看到以色列和哈马斯之间的战争，让我们体会到。属世的平安是多么脆弱。
At best, we have an outward peace that can be interrupted anytime.
最多我们有一个外在的平安，但随时都会被打断。
The peace of God is not the same kind of peace.
但神所赐的平安是不同的。
We see from the lives of His followers that they did not receive the worldly peace that we think about.
从耶稣的门徒身上，我们可以看到 他们没有得到属世的平安。
We know that many of his followers continue to face persecution.
我们知道他们仍然受到很多迫害。
Yet, Jesus continued to talk about that peace they are to have in the Gospel of John.
但在约翰福音里，耶稣继续谈到他所要赐的平安。
It is a peace that comes from the Holy Spirit working in our hearts.
这个平安是从圣灵在我们心中做工而来的。
In John 16:33, this is what Jesus said.
约翰福音十六章三十三节是这样说的。
I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus has overcome the world.
耶稣已经胜了世界。
So, because Jesus has overcome the world and because of our relationship with him, we can be at peace.
因为耶稣已经胜过了世界，而我们与耶稣有关系，有亲密的关系，所以我们可以有平安。
How does that peace work?
那这个平安是什么样的呢？
Let me ask you something. If I want you to draw a picture of peace, what would you draw?
我想问你一下，如果我要你画一个图画，来代表平安，你会画什么样子的图画？
Would that be a picture of an outdoor? You are by a lake with very, very tranquil water.
你会不会画在户外有个很宁静的湖？
Or would it be a picture of a home?Where just people are just there enjoying each other's company and just very peaceful scenery.
或是一个大家很平安的在一个家庭里面，大家坐在一起，这样子的画面。
Does it bring out a picture of somewhere that you have been to that you have experienced?
是会你会画一个你曾经经过的你曾经去过的地方吗？
Or it is something that would be coming out of your imagination.
还是会是一个想象的地方？
There was once an art competition about what's the best painting that described peace.
有一次有个油画比赛。
And you go in there, you see many pictures about lakes, about beautiful sceneries, about quiet homes, so on and so forth.
这个比赛的主题是平安，那大部分的参赛的作品呢，都是画一些风景啊，湖啊，湖边那种让人那种画面。
But when the winning piece was shown, people were surprised what they saw.
但最后当得大奖的这幅画被揭开让大家看到的时候，大家就很惊讶。
When you look at this painting, the first thing that you see wouldn't be peace.
你看这幅画，你第一个感觉不会是平安的感觉。
You see black clouds, lightning bolts.
你看到黑云，看到闪电。
You see waves crashing on a rocky hillside.
你看大浪打到这个险峻的山崖。
You see raging water.
你看到很可怕的水。
How could this be a picture of peace?
这怎么叫平安呢？
But if you take a closer look at this picture,
但你若是仔细看一下这幅画，
you see that right in the middle of this picture, there was a little bird.
你可以看到就在这个画的中间有一只鸟有一只小鸟。
And this little bird have a bunch of baby birds like under her wings.
这个鸟的那个翅膀下面有很多幼鸟。
In the midst of the storm, these little birds were totally at peace.
在这个暴风雨里面这些小鸟有平安。
The surroundings were troubling.
这个环境是很可怕的。
But because they were being protected by the wings of the mother bird.
但是因为有母鸟的翅膀保护着这些幼鸟。
They were at peace.
这些幼鸟可以有平安。
A minister by the name of Richard Fuller actually once asked a sea captain about how do you keep a boat safe in fierce storm?
有一位牧师曾经问了一位船长 说在狂风暴雨的时候，你怎么样让你的船能够安稳？
And the answer is we must put the ship in a safe position and then keep it there.
这个船长的回答是，我们一定要把这个船停在一个定点，让它一直留在那里。
And this minister went on to say.
那这位牧师呢，继续他又在说。
He said, "This Christian is what you must do."
他说，基督徒啊，你也要这样子。
You must put your soul in one position and keep it there.
你一定也要把你的灵魂停在一个定点，一个地方。
You must stay upon the Lord.
你要让他留在神的怀里。
And come what may.
无论发生什么事。
Winds, waves, cross seas, thunder, lightning, frowning rocks, roaring breakers.
无论来的是大风、骇浪、雷电、岩石、波涛。
No matter what, you must hold fast your confidence in God's faithfulness and His everlasting love in Christ Jesus.
无论来的是些什么，你都要紧紧抓住神的信实和基督耶稣里不止的爱，不止息的爱。
And being named Prince of Peace means that we will be in God's kingdom.
那因为这个名称是平和平的君，表示我们会在他的国度里面。
And one day we will reign with him.
有一天呢，我们会跟他一起治理世界。
Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, or whether you're going to get a Christmas present or not.
无论你是不是庆祝圣诞节，或者是你会不会收到圣诞礼物，
We should all be thankful to Jesus as our wonderful present.
我们都要感恩，因为耶稣是我们奇妙的礼物。
Christ is born for us.
耶稣是为我们诞生。
And Christ is given to us.
耶稣是赐给我们的礼物。
He comes as our wonderful counselor.Our Almighty God, our Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace.
他是我们的奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Let us remember that during this time.
让我们都记得这四个名称。
And maybe this will also be a time where we can share with our friends who may be celebrating Christmas without knowing what Christmas is about.
而且，如果我们有朋友庆祝圣诞节，但是不懂得耶稣的意义，圣诞节的真正意义，我们也可以跟他们分享这几点。
That we can help them to understand that this birth of Christ means a lot to them also.
我们可以让他们了解耶稣的诞生对他们也有很大的意义。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的主耶稣。
We give thanks.For you coming to this earth for us.
我们感谢你来到这个世界上。
As we look upon you, as we look upon your love and your grace.
当我们也看着你，看到你的爱和你的恩典。
Help us be open to you as our wonderful counselor.
求你让我们的心能够展开，让你做我们的测试，奇妙的测试。
Help us to trust in you as our mighty God.
让我们信任你是我们全能的神。
Help us to dwell in your love as you are our everlasting Father.
让我们能够住在你的爱里，知道你是我们永在的父。
And help us to face the challenges around us because you are the Prince of Peace.
也让我们能够面对四周的生活里的挑战，因为你是我们的和平的君。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.